We're doing brachos. We're up to the top of Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss Am Yisrael, but it doesn't want to say bad things about Am Yisrael, so it says I'm talking about the enemies of Israel. Really, yeah. It's talking about Am Yisrael. Amar b'cham Rabbi Chanina. Ilmalei shalosh mikot alalu nitmatu raglem shel sonei Yisrael. If not for these three verses, then the enemies of Israel, we already explained what that means, wouldn't have any standing when came Judgment Day. Now that we have these three verses, we have a standing, and we could say, God, it's all your fault, so to speak. What'd you create this Yetzer Hara for? So you have three verses where God acquiesced that really he should have, and he could have, and he should have removed the Yetzer Hara from us. And these three verses will give us standing in the Judgment Day. Now notice the word Ilmalei. Ilmalei with an Aleph means if not for, and Ilmalei with a Yud means if only that, if yes.
At the
end, Ilmalei, the last letter. One verse, God says, I did bad, so to speak. Hashem says, Hashem says, I'm going to gather up, they're limping, I'm going to gather up the people of Israel who are scattered. I'm going to gather them all up because I did bad. So to speak, Hashem says, I did bad. What did I create the Yetzer Hara for? So that verse gives a standing on Judgment Day. The other verse says, you are like mortar in the hand of the one who gives it form. So too you are in my hand, the house of Israel. Meaning Hashem says, I could have molded you any way I wanted. So, okay, why'd you mold us this way? God says, I'll remove your heart of stone, I'll give you a heart of flesh. So you see, God has the capacity to make us different. Rav Papa says, we have another verse, a different verse. Hashem says, I will give you my spirit and you will go in my statutes. So you see, Hashem says, I could have given you a different spirit. Rabbi Elazar says, Moshe threw his words towards heaven. In other words, he spoke in a way that was powerful, more than we would think should be said towards heaven. Shneimar v'yitpalel Moshe el Hashem. Moshe davened to Hashem. Antiki el Hashem ela al Hashem. It's as though it would say Moshe prayed on Hashem, so to speak. He came with claims. Sheken deber b'Elazar Eliezer ben Yaakov korin alfin einin v'leinin alfin. In the academy of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they would darshin the Aleph as though it were an ayin, and vice versa. The Rabbi Yanai amu mehacha. In the Academy of Rabbi Yanai, they derived a different verse that Moshe spoke forcefully towards heaven. V'dizahav, my v'dizahav. Amu the Rabbi Yanai, kachamal kadosh bahu kachamal Moshe lefnei kadosh bahu. Ribono shelam b'shvil kesef v'zav sheishpatanem l'Yisrael ad shamudai, hu garam she'asu ta'egel. When Moshe is describing our travels, he said, we passed by a place named Dizahav. What place is called Dizahav? What he was saying is, God, you gave them too much gold and silver. That's what caused them to have to make the golden calf. You gave them too much. These is as though he would say, you gave them so much that they said, enough, enough. You gave us more than enough. In the Academy of Rabbi Yanai, they said, when does a lion go wild? When does he go and inflict harm? When he's just had a scrumptious meal of meat. So too, Hashem gave him too much. Just like every animal, when they get too much, they go wild. What's it similar to? A man has a weak cow. It's emaciated. He fed it good kernels of karshinim, and then it got up and gave him such a kick, started kicking him. They looked at the cow and said, wait a second, who caused you to be able to kick me? Karshinim shechaltich. I gave you good food, that's why you're kicking me. So the second understanding is, you gave them the capacity to do this. What's it similar to? He says, it's like a person who has a son. He washed him, he gave him perfumes, he gave him good food, gave him good drink. Then he gave him a wallet with an open credit card, and sat him at the entrance to the brothel. What's he supposed to do now and not sin? You set him up for it. So that's what Moshe was saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You gave him everything so good, and then you set him up for it. That's what people say. zane bishe. Filling the stomach is all kinds of sins. When you fill the stomach, that's when you find all kinds of sins. When a person's hungry, so he doesn't do all these things. That's what you find also, that very often the wealthy people, their children go astray. They go looking for all kinds of new thrills, drugs, and who knows what else. Because when you have everything, so then you look for new thrills, yeah. As they grazed and were satiated, that's when their heart became haughty, and that's why they forgot me, God said. And we'll continue here with Hashem next time. We have two more lines. Okay. Rav Nachman says the Torah alludes to this concept. When the Torah says, as your heart gets haughty, you'll forget Hashem. When a person gets haughty, that's what, when he has what he needs, he forgets Hashem. Rav Nachman, the Torah describes, he will eat, he'll be satiated, he'll feel good about himself, and then he'll turn looking for other gods. If you want another verse, it's described that the people of Israel grew fat, and then they kicked back, kicked in a negative sense. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu says, God, you set them up for this? How do you know that God gave in to Moshe and said, you're right? God describes in the prophet of Hosea, I gave her so much money. Look, she took all that money and ended up using it for idol worship. So our sages understood that to mean as though God was saying, I gave them too much money. I made it too good for them, and that's what led them astray. And that's a mistake that many parents make too. When they're well off, so they let the kids enjoy that. And for the kids, it's usually unhealthy, almost always. You give them an open credit card, they're not going to end up where they're supposed to end up.
I saw your website, Q&A about